With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Supreme Court may consider whether former President Trump can be prosecuted on charges of plotting to overturn the outcome of the 2020 election or whether he is shielded by presidential immunity. Looking to short-circuit the appeals process, Special Counsel Jack Smith is appealing directly to the Supreme Court for a ruling. Mr. Trump's campaign argues against the accelerated process, writing, "There's absolutely no reason to rush this sham of a trial." We will be getting an update today on consumer prices. The Labor Department delivers its Consumer Price Index later this morning. Meantime, the Federal Reserve will announce its decision on interest rates tomorrow.
With inflation edging closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target, its policymakers are facing hopes that they will make a decisive shift in policy and cut interest rates next year, possibly as soon as spring. Such a move would reduce borrowing costs across the country, making mortgages, auto loans, and business borrowing less expensive. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, though, has recently downplayed the idea and hasn't yet signaled that the Fed is done with its hikes. John Scott reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a 31-year-old Texas woman, state law blocked her from getting an abortion in Texas, has left the state to have the procedure. A lower court granted permission for the abortion, but the Texas Supreme Court reversed that. The woman's unborn child was diagnosed with a potentially fatal condition that doctors say jeopardizes her fertility. A vehicle packed with explosives has detonated outside a police station in northwest Pakistan, killing at least 22 people, wounding more than 30 others. The force of the explosion caused part of the building to collapse. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 57 points. NASDAQ futures 22 points higher. This is SRN News. Target is in trouble again.
A petition drive has been launched against the giant retailer over its decision to sell nutcrackers and Santa Claus figurines wearing gay pride outfits and carrying rainbow flags. 1 Million Moms, a conservative organization, is urging Americans to sign the petition, saying, quote, Target has made a deliberate decision to display controversial products instead of wholesome ones at Christmas. The company was one of the first to embrace the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has refused to take up a case about whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning so-called conversion therapy. Three conservative justices dissented. The court yesterday turned away an appeal from Washington State, where the law has been upheld. An appellate panel struck down local bans in Florida as an unconstitutional restriction on counselors' speech. Justices Alito, Kavanaugh, and Thomas each voted to hear the case. This is SRN News. Did trauma to the gunman's brain play a role in October's deadly shooting in Maine? Investigators hope to find out.
Officials say a brain sample from 40-year-old Robert Card has been sent to a lab in Massachusetts to be studied for any signs of injury related to his service in the Army Reserves. A spokesperson for the chief medical examiner says they want to know if possibly a brain injury could have contributed to Card's unusual behavior leading up to the October 25th mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine. The concerns center around Card's exposure to repeated blasts while training cadets at the West Point Military Academy on guns, anti-tank weapons, and grenades. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A missile fired by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels has hit a Norwegian-flagged tanker in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen. More details, SRNnews.com.